This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas today acknowledged differences within the Palestinian leadership and suggested he would resign unless he's given more power and support. In a speech to the Palestinian parliament, Abbas did not mention Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat by name, but he said without legitimate power in the hands of one authority, there can be no progress toward peace with Israel. He urged the legislators to give him that power. NPR's Linda Gradstein was at the meeting of the Palestinian Legislative Council in Ramallah. Abbas wanted a vote of confidence today, but that didn't happen. How come?
Well, the Americans intervened to make sure that there would be no vote of confidence because there was a good chance that Abbas was going to lose. He wanted a vote of confidence, but given the tensions between himself and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, it was decided to put off this vote. However, legislators I spoke to after the speech said there is a good chance that if there is a vote in the next few days, that Abbas's government will gain confidence.
Is he likely to get the additional power he's demanding?
Well, that's another question. There is a compromise proposal being worked on. One legislator, Mohamed Hourani, who has been involved in shuttling between the two camps, said there is a draft that both sides have agreed to in principle that would create a Palestinian National Security Council in which both Arafat and Abbas would be members, and basically they would share control over the security services. Now, the Bush administration has Colin Powell said that he would like Abbas to have control of the security services. However, it seems unlikely that Arafat will give up that control completely.
If Abbas resigns or he's ousted, what's likely to happen then?
Well, then there would be some kind of a provisional Palestinian government and perhaps new elections. But diplomats have said that if the government falls, that basically means the end of the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, that without a Palestinian government in place, it won't be possible to move forward on the peace process. Now, many Palestinian legislators at this meeting today said that the dispute between Arafat and Abbas has done a tremendous amount of damage to the Palestinian people, to the peace process, and it's time to put it behind them and move on.
Arafat is still popular with the Palestinians, but not the Americans and the Israelis. Abbas has little support, but gets U.S. and Israeli endorsement.
That's exactly the dilemma. And Palestinian legislators said that they hoped that this new National Security Council, some sort of a compromise proposal, will enable Abbas to enjoy some of Arafat's popularity on the Palestinian street, and perhaps Arafat to enjoy some of Abbas's legitimacy. Several Palestinian legislators said there's simply no choice but for the two men to work together. However, the rivalry between them is not only political and an internal Palestinian issue, it's also personal.
There were anti-Abbas protests and some violence outside the parliament building. Who was involved in that?
About several hundred young supporters of Yasser Arafat demonstrated outside the building. There were other groups who are against both sides, who say that the government, the Abbas government, has not reformed itself the way that it said it would. There were also about half a dozen masked men who tried to break into the parliament building. They broke a window, and they were eventually pushed back by unarmed guards. But the bulk of the demonstrators were young Arafat supporters. One of them said that the United States is trying to put Abbas in power in order to get rid of Arafat, and that's something that they simply will not accept.
NPR's Linda Gradstein at the Palestinian Legislative Council meeting in Ramallah.